Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jess Tate, and I want to thank you all for coming to the first official press conference of Mr. Felix Grosjean. First of all, I just want to say how delighted we are to secure a head coach of Mr. Grosjean's calibre. And secondly, on to business. Questions for today and for the foreseeable future will go via Mr. Grosjean's translator, Bruno Duval. Thank you very much. Gareth, we will start with you today.
Thanks, Jess. Yeah, first of all, Felix, welcome to Ashwood. What kind of season do you see the club having this year with you at the helm?
Quel type de saison Ashwood va-t-elle connaître cette année?
Merci à tous pour votre accueil chaleureux. C'est un honneur pour moi d'être ici à Ashwood, qui, je dois dire, semble terrible en ce moment. Ma femme et moi avons regardé le match d'Everton et elle a pleuré. Moi, j'étais malade, mais j'ai gagné de l'argent et c'est ça le plus important. Commençons donc la saison en cours et j'espère que ce ne sera pas un désastre complet comme Portsmouth ou Leeds United. Mais ça pourrait, on ne sait jamais.
Monsieur Grosjean says he's grateful for your warm welcome and the season will be okay.
Peter, you have a question?
Thanks, Jess. Monsieur Grosjean, do you have any particular players you'd like to bring in to Ashwood this
January? Y a-t-il des joueurs avec qui vous voudriez signer un contrat dans votre équipe en janvier?
Je n'en ai absolument aucune idée, rien du tout. J'ai pas vraiment regardé l'équipe et pour être totalement honnête, j'évite généralement les matchs de Ashwood. Je vais souvent juste regarder un film, comme la semaine dernière j'ai voulu regarder le film Con Air avec l'acteur principal Nicolas Cage. Mais le club a insisté pour que je vienne et que j'assiste au jeu et que je fasse la présentation. Donc, pour répondre à votre question, je ne sais pas.
No, not really.
Sorry, what?
Is it not? Not particularly.
That's what he said?
Yes.
So in that massive answer he just gave then, you're saying he just said no?
Correct.
Thanks, Peter. Wendy, your question?
Mr. Grosjean, the Premier League is often touted as the best league in the world. Most of your success has come in the French League, that some would say pales in comparison. Do you believe that your same style can be effective in the Premier League?
Est-ce que le style peut fonctionner ici en Premier League comme en France?
Justement, l'arrogance du vieux football anglais était l'une des principales raisons pour lesquelles je ne voulais pas venir ici. Ça et le Brexit. Et aussi Nandos. Pourquoi y a des Nandos partout et tout le monde dit Chiqui Nandos? Pas grave. Je me fiche de la comparaison. Je joue de la même façon partout. J'ai l'habitude de regarder le football anglais et je me laisse émerveiller par Emile Esqué. Je donnerais tout pour un Emile Esqué dans cette équipe. Mais rien, j'ai perdu l'amour pour le football anglais. Vous vous souvenez de cette séquence dans le film Top Gun? C'est fantastique. Si vous n'avez pas vu Top Gun, je le recommande. J'ai répondu à votre question.
Mr. Grosjean says football is football in the UK or in France.
What else did he say?
That was all he said.
That was everything.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm not being funny. Sorry, Wendy, to interrupt your question. That's nonsense. I heard him say Emil Heskey. He said Emil Heskey like two or three times.
He did not say Emil Heskey. You misheard.
And what was that bit about Top Gun?
Top Gun? Monsieur Grosjean did not mention the 1986 movie Top
That's
Gun.
That's absolute bollocks, that. He said Top Gun. He said fucking Top Gun. He said Emil Heskey. He said Top Gun. And I tell you what, I'm not imagining things. A minute ago, he said something about Nicolas Cage in Con Air.
Okay, if everybody could calm down, and then we'll get to each question when we can. Yes, you, the gentleman balding. No, no, you are bald. The man next to you, yes, you. Thank you.
Hey, pal, how's the press conference going? What did I miss?
Nothing, just something about Emil Heskey and Top Gun.
All right, okay. God, we're fucked.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a 5-year policy of advancements they call the offensive.
In, and that's out, and that's half time here at Turf Moor in what is a very, very heated affair. And my first thought going into this is should Goodmanson be on the pitch, Craig?
No, not for me. That was two-footed. Todd Tonsola Bakuko is lucky to still be out there for Ashwood.
Oh, hold on, Craig. What's this?
There's a fight in the tunnel.
Something going on in the tunnel here. Something going on.
With the game poised at 0-0, in the corporate boxes at Turf Moor, Patrick and Woody are informed of the incident in the tunnel at half-time.
Excuse me, Mr. Nolan.
Ooh, no, he's not here right now. He slipped into a coma on 32 minutes after yet another long ball.
I don't think he's going to make it, pal. There's nothing the doctors can do.
Right, okay, it's just I'm Henry, by the way, the Burnley liaison officer. Now, there's been a bit of a scrap in the tunnel with Mr. Grosjean and some Ashwood players.
Got to switch off the life support, Woody. Read me my last rites.
What do you mean by a scrap?
Well, there was the touchline altercation, as you know, but then I believe that maybe Mr. Dyche has said something to Mr. Grosjean, as I say, in the tunnel.
Did Mr. Dyche say it in French? Because otherwise we don't have a problem.
Je n'ai pas un problème. Now fuck let off, s'il vous plaît.
Not bad, Woody.
Danke.
Well, from what I understand, it was translated by Mr. Grosjean's translator.
Hold on, he translated for a fight?
Yes, I believe so.
Wait, did Mourinho do this when he translated for Sir Bobby?
Okay, right, lads, I was just told that you needs to be informed.
You want me to go and speak to Sean Patrick, get him in line?
Sean Dyche is twice the size of you.
Aye, but we can't let him run over us. Whilst the twat's away, the Dyche will go out to play.
I have no idea what that means.
Neither do I, actually. Mate.
But, Woody, pop your head into the dressing room and see what Felix the twat has dragged in.
Good plans, Latan.
With his players finally in the dressing room, Felix addresses the match day staff with the help of his translator, Bruno.
Oh, c'est pas assez bien. Pas de travail d'équipe. Vous devez garder le ballon parce que Burnley peut vous démolir plus vite que vous le pensez. Et vous ne concluez rien. Pourquoi? Ma grand-mère aurait pu marquer cette deuxième chance, mais elle est morte quand Hitler envahit Paris.
Just a bit more effort second half. Try and take your chances and work on keeping the ball.
Doing it again.
Doing what again?
Bruno, just giving a few words for the translation.
God, like what? What is he saying?
He's just summarising, just being very frank.
Oh, very fucking frank, Bruno. Great, that's fucking great. I thought that was all just keeping his cards close to his chest with the press.
It would seem he's playing with tarot cards, pal, because no one has a clue what he's saying.
Right, well, I want you to grab very frank Bruno when he comes out of there and get him on the fucking ropes.
Here we go. Teams coming out here for the second half. How do you see this one panning out, Craig?
Well, it's one of those games that's poised at 0-0. Anything could happen. But I can't really see Ashwood getting much out of this, particularly if they're going to carry on playing.
Hey, you, Bruno Marseille.
Chris, what can I do for you?
You can start with your job, and then we'll take it from there.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
You and me fucking both, son.
Are you going to elaborate or just keep swearing?
Bruno, why are you giving these answers like you've got a limited amount of characters?
I'm getting Felix's points across clearly and precisely.
We want word-for-word translation, not a fucking summary.
It's not a summary.
Aye, it fucking is. You're taking War and Peace and turning it into a fucking Mr. Men book.
I'm not.
Mr. Concise. I'm trying... Little Miss To The Point.
I'm trying to end Monsieur Grosjean in turning this place around.
Don't get sanctimonious with me.
No, I shall. This club is disgraceful. I didn't want Monsieur Grosjean to even consider this job. He was happy in Marseille.
What are you doing in Marseille? Everybody there already speaks French.
Not Joey Barton.
Huh, what a CV you have.
Felix and I go back many years. Remember that.
Listen, pal. This is the Premier League. You're lucky to be here, so stop complaining. Otherwise, we'll send you back to your shite league you call home. Believe me, I know how it feels. I'm Scottish.
You have confirmed my thoughts about this club. The worst in the world.
The worst in the world.
Correct.
Incorrect.
Name three clubs worse than Ashwood.
Q, P and R. Next question.
I have to go now.
Got more abuse to shite at Sean Dyche, have you?
I have to assist my friend.
And when you're done with that, Bruno, you're sacked.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Once again, Ashwood on the back foot, and it's a chance here for Burnley. Lennon whips it in, half cleared by Adeyemi. Vigil with the shot, and it's wide. Yeah, that's a close call, very close call. Ashwood trying to play it out for the back, and Burnley are just letting them do that. That's what they want to do here at Turf Moor. Ashwood could come here and they could try and play football if they want.
Right, I've spoken to the French Connection.
Well, I only asked you to blow the bloody doors off.
That's the Italian job.
Ah, shit, yeah. Well, what's the French Connection?
Gene Hackman.
Ah, yeah, gotcha.
Anyway, look, Bruno, he hates Ashwood. He doesn't want to be here and he thinks Felix has made the wrong move.
Well, we'll sack him then. Oh, God, that's a foul ref. Come on, he pulled his shirt. They're not cheap.
They are.
Well, yeah, they are, but not in retail.
I fired him, pal.
What? That easy, huh?
Yeah, I think I fired him. He's hired by Felix. We just subsidise him.
Right, well, get your Tony Pulis thinking cap on, Woody, because we can't have this season go any more into the shit.
Right.
We lost in Bournemouth, we lost in Chelsea. I can't take lost in translation. You got it?
Got it.
No, I can't take lost in Burnley, for that matter. I'd sooner be lost in space. What are you doing?
I'm watching the game.
No, that's usually the bit where you scurry off and fix something or hurt someone.
Yeah, but I fired him now and I want to watch the game.
Oh, I see.
Calling Jess?
Who else?
Might put a tenner on Burnley to score.
Yeah, what's the return? 10.50? Jess, hi, it's me.
Hello, it's you, Patrick. What do you want? I'm in the mixed zone.
The what zone?
The mixed zone.
I don't know what that means. It sounds like something from the Crystal Maid.
If she doesn't get the crystal, she's staying in.
It's where the interviews are held.
Ah, yeah, right. Okay, what are you doing there?
I'm threatening the national and local media to go light on Felix's communication issues.
Mm, yeah, lovely. Woody has fired Bruno. Can you find a translator for Felix's post-match commitment?
Fired him?
Yay. Gave him the old Spanish archer. Elbow.
Elbow. A big Fellaini size one right in the face.
So he's toast. French toast.
Drizzled in syrup with powdered sugar on top.
Okay, I'll sort something out.
Right, well, that was easy.
Of course it was. I'll get the crystal and you can just jump around at the end and grab all the cash.
Yeah, okay, sounds like a plan.
But tell me, Patrick, how do we fulfil the media responsibilities if we can't find a translator?
You know what? Why bother interviewing him anyway? Honestly, what is the point?
Same point of everything else, Patrick. Money.
Oh, yeah, that.
Have you and Woody thought this through?
Look, hey, between us three, we can sort something out. It's us, the three Macketeers.
But how are you expecting me to find someone fluent in French who is willing to do it at such short notice?
God, there must be someone at Ashwood that speaks French.
Goalkeeper.
What?
Riviere, the goalkeeper, is French.
Ah. Well, there you go.
You want the goalkeeper to translate?
Yeah, for now. For this post-match, yes. And then we'll get a full-time translator in later.
I don't know how you still have this job.
Just tell Sky or...
BT, we're on BT.
BT, whatever. Tell British Telecom that we'll offer up the coach and the goalkeeper for a post-match interview.
How kind.
How'd it go? She's going to fix it.
Oh, fab. Absolutely Fabianski.
But do you think that's a good idea?
What?
Firing Bruno.
Right, this is the real world where you have consequences for your shiteness. This isn't politics.
Oh, God, I don't like the look of this free kick.
Me neither.
Oh, fuck! Fuck!
What shall I spend my 10.50 on?
God, it's Burnley. Buy yourself a whole round of drinks. Buy the fucking pub.
Ashwood are going to try and break, but it's no time for it. There it is, full time. A very professional performance from Sean Dyche's Burnley side here at Turf Moor. It's a defeat for Felix Grosjean in his first game as Ashwood head coach. Oh, Dyche is straight down the tunnel, straight down the tunnel.
Yeah,
Dyche isn't hanging around for the pleasantries with his counterpart, straight down the tunnel. It's another win for Burnley, Craig, and another defeat for Ashwood.
Yeah, and there's no surprises at the bookmakers today. I think Burnley being at home is a huge factor here at Turf Moor, but also Ashwood visiting with very, very
fresh off the back of his first game and defeat as Ashwood City manager, Felix Grosjean addresses the broadcasters in an interview, assisted by his goalkeeper, Emmanuel Riviere.
Emmanuel, thank you for joining us and aiding in the translation. We're just going to go when we're ready. Okay. Felix, a difficult introduction to the Premier League, but did you see any promise from the Ashwood players today?
Des points positifs pour Ashwood. Oh oui, je dois dire que j'ai apprécié la performance de tout le monde, mais pas le gardien.
Pardon?
Vous avez parfaitement compris, Emmanuel. C'était pas assez bon.
Emmanuel, do you mind? Can I ask what he said?
He said he was pleased with all the performances today, apart from mine.
Sorry, hold on. He's blaming... Sorry, Emmanuel. To clarify, he's blaming you, the goalkeeper, for the defeat.
Parce que ce coup franc était simple et vous l'avez merdé. C'est pas si difficile d'aligner un mur. Prenez position. Vous êtes vraiment stupide. Vous nous coûtez 3 points de merde.
Sorry, Emmanuel. Just again, I'm going to have to ask, what was the answer?
He said that the free kick was so simple. You've cost us fucking points. Is that, that's
excuse
what
me.
Said,
excuse me.
Hey, we're recording here.
Are you recording or is this going out live?
It's recording. I just said that. We're recording and then we'll put it out later.
Right, give me that. Come over here.
Microphone.
If you have that interview, I will cut off your air supply. You'll regret the day you ever worked for BT. I will BT you within an inch of your life. I will take you to the top of BT Tower and I'll throw you off the fucking top of it. I will headbutt you like I'm James fucking BT. You hear me? And I hope your editor can hear this. Go on, call through to him. Go on, BT phone home. And I certainly hope Jake Humphrey can hear this too, you big cuddly fucker. You affable, warm-hearted piece of shit. This interview is officially withdrawn under the claim from Ashford City and the Premier League. You will rerun this interview with a translator. Bruno! Bruno, get the fuck over here! Do you understand? Failure to do so will result in something resembling a hostage video right fucking here, right fucking
now. Calm it down now, shall we?
Get the fuck out of here, Sean! Come on, fuck off! Fucking ridiculous voices are like fucking Nick Nolte with a tracheotomy. Jeremy Irons with a hangover.
What the bloody hell's going on?
Oh, I'll tell you what's going on. You were in the middle of fucking off. Go on. Fuck off, Megatron, with a cold.
Ow, can you please let me go?
Are you going to redo the interview?
Yes.
Are you going to destroy the old one?
Yes, I promise.
You've got 2 minutes. Go on, now fuck off.
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay, that's really sore. Let me know when you're ready to go and we'll go. Yeah, so, okay. Mr. Grosjean, a tricky game today, but I actually thought, personally, I thought that Ash would look great, and actually thoroughly improved side, and I thought Ashwood should have won the game, in fact, but how did you feel with the result? Do you see that Ashwood going forward, maybe?
Gareth McCaskill.
Hi, is that Gareth?
I just said my name.
Sorry, I'm just a bit nervous.
Okay, can I ask who this is?
It's Jane Whiting.
Right, am I supposed to know who that is?
I was hoping so, yeah.
Jane, I'm at a pub quiz at the moment and they're just getting to the football bit. Can I call you back?
It's important.
Well, yeah, we're winning and the prize is a £100 bar tab.
No, it's important, this phone call.
Hold on. Shh.
Right, okay, so it's a football round, and we got this question. This one's coming from Barry. It's an absolute cracker. 21 players are the only representatives from their nation to win the Premier League. Three of those 21 won it for Arsenal. Who are they?
Three players have won the Premier League for Arsenal, but the only players from their nation to do so.
Gareth, it's really important that you listen to what I have to say.
Lose me.
Pardon?
Nothing. Sorry, Jane, it looks like I'm cheating if I'm on the phone. Can you just get to the point?
Yeah, so I'm Jane Whiting. I used to work for the Ashford City Communications Department. We've actually met a couple of times, so...
Right. Are you calling to explain what on earth your new manager is waffling on about?
Well, I don't work there anymore.
We looked at the translation, you know. I hope you realise he's a maniac. He's talking about Top Gun and Con Air in his opening press conference, for God's sake.
I don't work there anymore.
All right. Steppenoffs, of course.
Gareth.
Igor Steppenoffs.
Gareth, I have information about Ashford City Place.
Oh, yeah.
It's about some pre-season activities that involve prostitutes.
Fuck off! Fuck's sake! Jesus, he said new chinos, bollocks!
Gareth, are you still there?
Hold on. Let me just tell my team the answers and I'll give you my full attention.
Jesus Christ.
Nigel, the Steppenoffs. Luzny. Yeah, he's Ukrainian. Yeah. And Christopher Ray, Liberian. Yeah. Well, it's not Alex Manninger, is it? I know he's Austrian. But Christian Fuchs has won it again, hasn't he? Oh, fuck's sake, Nigel. Right, look, just hold on, all right? I'll be back in a minute. Okay, Jane? I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Ashwood fired me a few weeks ago for the Liam Brightwell tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I had helped Jess hide a story involving most of the starting 11.
With prostitutes?
Yes, in Portsmouth following a charity match. I have a contact for a couple of the women involved. Look, they have pictures and a video.
Wow. Okay. Let's set up a meeting. Can you come into my office tomorrow?
Yeah, that's okay. Fine.
See you then, Jane.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. This show is part of the Radio Stikhanov Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.